And now, time for Finances on Friday, a weekly program designed to inform and educate you regarding your finances. Sponsored by Landmark Capital. Now, let's listen as David Fisher joins host Bart DeSilva for the next 30 minutes for an informative financial forum, Finances on Friday, on KHNR AM 690 and FM 94.3, The Answer.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of Finances on Friday. It is your half hour of financial power and insight, and you're going to love the next 30 minutes as we speak with David Fisher of Landmark Capital. What an exciting week, a major election, and of course, some of the topics we'll be covering. Obviously, a Trump win, and what does that mean to the consumer and the economy? Also, Trump's agenda, lowering taxes, cutting spending, lower deficit spending, and will it work is the question. Explaining the government budget, there you go. And would Harris be bullish for gold and silver? And Trump be bearish for gold and silver? These are the topics that we'll be covering with David Fisher. How you doing, David?
Aloha. Wow. I am so excited for today that I'm on the radio with you, Bart. I'm excited in many ways. First of all, I'm so excited I'm not going to get 12 to 15 texts a day about, I got to vote, I got to vote, and this is going on, and all that. You know, it's like, okay, we already knew all these things. Mm-hmm. That's one thing I'm excited for. I'm excited that there's no more guesswork, that we really do have a president, and it's not going to be contested. And the third thing is, I'm glad who that is.
Yes.
And I'm so pleased. And now we can look in the, not in the rear view mirror, although we will glance at it.
Mm-hmm.
As you have to learn from history to predict the future, but we're going to drive forward, and I'm so glad. Aloha to all the great Hawaiians. We got a new day, a new era. Doesn't mean everything's going to be perfect, but we're going to talk about that too. So thanks for having me on today.
All right, David Fisher, we're going to talk about precious metals and how you can safeguard your finances even still, because even though we've got a new sheriff in town, it's always good to be safe. And these are the topics we'll be covering as you listen to Finances on Friday, every Friday, 6:30, KHNR AM and FM. And David, our first question here, well, the elections are over and we have a Trump win. How much of a win will this be for the consumer and the economy?
Well, first of all, there was a big win for stocks the day after election.
Yeah.
I mean, the Dow went up a whole bunch. But, you know, one day does not mean everything. But it did the same thing. History does have a way of repeating itself.
Mm.
The first time Trump was elected, the Dow went up like close to 1,000 points. Gold went down $65 the first election. It was down $75 this election. But that's just a one-day event.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about what gold does in this election and where it is headed long-term. I will say this, since we're talking about gold for just a second.
Mm-hmm.
Those that thought the gold market bull market was over when Trump got elected the first time were completely missed the mark. But now is the time, and you will see that when we get into the numbers on gold. If you think we still are going to have some financial problems, which we'll get into today, you're going to want to take advantage of gold right now. And I don't say that with pressure or anything, but let's talk about the economy.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about how this is going to help the consumer. But, you know, the election day after is an exuberant day. It was like buy all things. You know, partly that was because of Bart, the uncertainty of who's going to be president and what will happen in a presidency is now taken off the table. Now we know who that president is, President Trump. We know what he's going to do because he's been very clear in his campaigning. He was really good for the stock market and for gold his first 4 years in office. Here's what happened. Stocks under Trump, well, let's just use the Dow. The Dow went up 56% under Trump his first 4 years.
Wow, yeah.
Biden, it was 35%. Trump is a businessman, and he's definitely really good at being a businessman. Here's what also happened. on the day after elections. Long-term Treasury yields spiked in the morning, which on top of the surge since the September rate cut. Spiking yields means plunging prices in a bloodbath happened for the bondholders. Mm. So not everything went up. Remember, the Fed was raising interest rates last year. And remember, yields were going up in bonds. And what happened? Three major banks became insolvent. They collapsed. And that's what could still happen. We don't have time to go into banks. Maybe we'll talk about a segment on that next time. I want to focus on what President Trump might and might not be able to do. But what am I bringing this up right now? Because mortgage applications reporting last week, which doesn't capture the last few days, they dropped from frozen levels before. We've seen mortgage rates plunge from nearly 8% last November, a year ago, to 6.1% this November. Mm-hmm. This does not account for what's happened just recently in the last few three or four days. Mm-hmm. So that's a good thing. Trump wants to help the consumer. He is going to do several things. He said he would do these things. He's, you know, what I've learned is that businessmen are very good with money and politicians aren't.
Yes.
And I'm not putting down politicians.
No.
But I'm not raising businessmen. I'm a businessman. I'm a numbers guy. I take out the emotion of it and we just talk numbers. It's not an emotional thing. It's very simple to understand. And that's what we're going to talk about today. But back to President Trump. You know, what he wants to do is he wants to lower taxes. He wants to help the person who's struggling, like the person who works for tips and small wages. Mm-hmm. He wants to, you know, go avoid those taxes on that. He also wants to take away taxing Social Security for the first time. Well, those are great things, but here's the problem. Everything has a cause and effect. Mm-hmm. You know, Einstein said for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. And sometimes it's even bigger, the reaction, than the first reaction. So if he does that, according to the Committee for Responsible Spending, they say, and this is an independent think tank, they're not Republican or Democrat. If anything, they're close to Republican if they had to lean one direction. They say that this is going to add $2 trillion of deficit to Social Security. It will become insolvent in 10 years. Oh. And this moves it up by 3 years. So there's not always a good thing by, you know, lowering taxes. It's a lowering taxes, cutting spending, and at the same time, trying to do other things. We're going to talk about that in a second. It's going to be a conflict. But the consumer and the economy, he wants to put money in the consumer's pocket. He wants a lower dollar. President Trump, you would think that Biden, you know, in his administration, the dollar went down. And Trump's administration, the dollar went up. Under Biden, the dollar by index went up 14% under his administration. We still have some more time there, unfortunately. Mm. Under Trump, the dollar went down 10%. That's why the stock market rallied, because when we have a lower dollar price, that means the cost of our goods and services are cheaper amongst foreigners that want to buy our things. So that's why the stock market rallied, because they're buying more things from America. That's called making America great, which is what Trump campaigned upon the first time and the second time. But people voted out of frustration, Bart, because inflation was way out of control. Too much spending, too much printing of money under the Democratic environment. Mm-hmm. And Americans finally understood that and they voted. This was not necessarily a political vote. It was more of a financial vote, I think.
I think so.
So tariffs are going to go into place. The tariffs are going to be like a knife and a knife fight. It's not a good thing to be around a knife. Mm-hmm. So you don't want to be around the tariffs at some times. On the flip side, if you need surgery, you want to have a skilled physician with a really good knife. So tariffs at times can work, they also can work against us. So that's still an outcome yet to be determined. We pushed the world here really bad the last 4 years in tariffs and seizure of money. We got to be careful on pushing too much, and tariffs are President Trump's most favorite word. That could backfire. So the bottom line is there's a natural relief and rally going on. There's a natural belief because we have a new sheriff in town, if you will, as using your verbiage. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean all the bandits or all the bad things will never be around. It just means he has his hand on the pulse, but he's still going to have to take care of a lot of things, and it's going to be very challenging to take care of everything all at once. But he has my vote. There's not a cell in my body that speaks bad about him. Mm-hmm. He's just got a lot of things he wants to accomplish. The bigger the challenge is, the more things you're going to see in that challenge.
All right. You're listening to Finances on Friday, speaking with David Fisher of Landmark Capital and your host here, Bart DeSilva. Before we ask question number two, if you want to write down this phone number, you'll get some free information. It's free. BRICS, the financial system that could dethrone the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency. You can get a white paper on that topic and a second white paper on the coming bail-in. The phone number, write it down, 844-604-2575, 844-604-2575, or landmarkgold.com. David, question number two. President Trump campaigned that he would lower taxes, cut spending, and not increase the deficit. Now, how is he and his administration going to do this?
Let me hear crickets here for a second, because I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah.
And he's never laid out a plan saying here is what he's going to do, except for saying I'm going to do tariffs, baby, tariffs, drill, baby, drill. Those are all good things and need to be done. To a certain extent, tariffs I'm talking about. But yes, drill, baby, drill. But we're at maximum oil capacity in the United States right now. According to an oil specialist I just heard on Tuesday morning on CNBC, and he's a Republican. So it's not like he's saying this political agenda. The bottom line is, it's very difficult because those three things, lowering taxes, cutting spending, and not increasing the deficit, don't go hand in hand. It's like sugar and salt. Sometimes they're opposite of each other when you season something. And lowering taxes, cutting spending, and not increasing the deficit is a very big challenge to do. But I will say this, J.D. Vance is on his team. He's a smart guy, really smart guy. Mm-hmm. Elon Musk, extremely smart guy. Yeah. We had all of NASA. They never could put a rocket ship up in the atmosphere and bring it back down and land it between two chopsticks. But Elon Musk did.
Yeah.
Time and time again. That's a smart guy.
Mm-hmm.
And they have great passion. It's one thing to have the idea. You got to have a plan. And then you got to implement the plan. Those three things. I've heard about the idea. I've never seen a plan how they're going to cut taxes, lower taxes, cut spending, and increase with it not increasing the deficit. It sounds great in theory. I heard the same thing the first 4 years of President Trump's presidency. And I'm not throwing stones at him, so please don't cut me out or turn me off saying, oh, he doesn't support Trump. No, I am a truth seeker.
Mm-hmm.
I question how it can be done. I would love to hear how it's being done. Here's how it was not done last time. He said he was going to pay off the national debt in 8 years. He didn't get a chance to do that. Mm. But in 4 years, he ballooned the debt $8.3 trillion. And I'm not throwing stones on him. I'm throwing facts at everybody. 1962, mandatory spending was at 26% of the budget.
Mm-hmm.
In 2022, it's now 66% of the budget.
Mm.
The largest entitlements in there is Medicare and Medicaid. Social Security benefits during the 60s and early 70s had rapid growth both in the elderly and disabled. We also added tax child credit in 1997. Social Security is headed for bankruptcy. I talked about that.
Yep.
And what would happen, according to the Committee for Financial Responsible Federal Budget. But Elon Musk said this recently, a week before the elections. quote, just the interest payment on the debt is 23% of all federal tax revenue. The interest payment now exceeds Defense Department budget, which is now $1 trillion a year, and that's a lot of money, end quote. Mm. In the same article, Bart, Bank of America analyst says the U.S. debt load is about to ramp up and add $1 trillion every day. And in the same article, a billionaire legendary investor on Wall Street, Paul Tudor Jones, warned that all roads to lead to inflation, and he's a Republican, and he's saying, I'm long on gold, which he's saying gold's going to go up. So to the level of debt goes up, the level of gold goes up. That's why I can say until they get the debt under control, and there is no plan so far that's been laid out. The theory has been talked about time and time again from multiple politicians, but no one's ever been able to come up with a plan. And the third thing is implementing that plan. I want to see the plan. Mm-hmm. President Trump, if you ever get this audio, thank God you're in office. Thank God you were safe. Thank God that you're smart, but give us the plan. Put it out there for us so we all can see it.
You're listening to Finances on Friday. We'll be back with a couple more questions. You want to listen to what David's going to say, because there is actually a gold and silver lining to all of this that we'll be sharing with you. Don't forget those phone numbers if you want to get the two free white papers, the information on BRICS, and the coming bail-in. The phone number to call, 844-604-2575. 844-604-2575, or real simply, just go to landmarkgold.com. Bart DeSilva, along with Landmark Capital's David Fisher, will return with Finances on Friday, right here, KHNR AM and FM, The Answer.
Gold is in the news. Why? Because the world is going towards gold, and Costco, a major retailer, has now been selling gold since 2023, to citizens in America. They've sold around $200 million a month. Landmark Capital wants to make it even easier for you to buy gold. The same type of gold, a 1 ounce, 24 karat bar that Costco is selling. Landmark Capital is also doing the same, but at a cheaper price than Costco. It's for limited time only, one per household, no annual fees like Costco, no hidden fees, no gimmicks, no nonsense for immediate delivery. Call me right now at Landmark Capital and take advantage of this.
You heard David. Give Landmark Capital a call right now. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575. Or just go to landmarkgold.com.
Have you heard that the government can seize your hard-earned money? We're talking about your 401k, your IRA, your money in the bank. Fox News has a report on it, but Landmark Capital has a white paper on it called The Coming Bail-In. Call Landmark Capital today to receive your free copy. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
We return to Finances on Friday with Landmark Capital's David Fisher and your host, Bart DeSilva.
All right, we're back once again. Finances on Friday, your host, Bart DeSilva. Always enjoy these 30 minutes, David. You've always got a ton of very, very relevant and important information regarding our personal finances and all kinds of news that impacts them one way or the other. As we continue with question number three, David, people believe that there's been a massive amount of overspending by the government. Explain the numbers on actual budget and where there could be severe cuts.
Well, first of all, the Committee for Responsible Federal Budget says that the national debt will increase, if President Trump does nothing, a minimum of $7.75 trillion in the next 4 years. He's going to do something, and that could either cause that to be less or cause that to be more. He's always said everything he will do will cause it to be less. So far, we've not seen that. And again, I'm not throwing stones at him. I just want to see the plan. And I want to see it implemented. And let's see if the results will be there. But let's get to the budget. Well, before that, one more person, Robert Kaplan. Who's he? He's a Federal Reserve president, former president of the Dallas Federal Reserve, and he currently is serving as vice president chairman at Goldman Sachs. So he's a smart guy. He's in the know on the inside of the Federal Reserve and the inside of Wall Street. He said this on Wednesday morning, the day after elections. Quote, managing the debt load is going to be a significant challenge, end quote. And I think he's going to be right. Because here's why. The budget last year was $6.75 trillion. Social Security, Medicare, financing the debt, and defense. That's 75% of the budget. Those are sacred cows, so to speak. They're not. President Trump's not going to touch Social Security, Medicare. He can't touch financing the debt. And he certainly is not going to lower spending towards the defense. If anything, he's going to increase it. So we have 25% left of the budget left to play with, to deduct or slash, if you will. That works out to be $1.7 trillion. So everything else would be under that. What is that? Well, just to name a few, it's education, highway maintenance and improvement, research, just to name a few, and many other things that people get supported by. A lot of government handouts. But that only adds up to $1.7 trillion, which is 25% of the budget. If they slashed that and took it all away, which they're not, but if they did, we would still spend more than what we take in because we overspend $2 trillion a year, which is bigger than 1.7. So this idea that he's going to balance the budget, he's got to come up with just this out of this world plan, Bart. And so far, I've not seen such a thing. I'm a numbers guy, and it's just simple numbers. Take out the emotion. Don't just go there, well, he's Trump, and he will do it because he will make America great. You make America great with a plan. People perish for the lack of knowledge or wisdom. People fail because of a lack of planning. That's an economic principle. I don't think President Trump's going to fail. But I don't think he has a plan. I keep saying I want to see the plan. But hopefully soon, before Inauguration Day, we will see the plan or shortly after that. Until then, I'll keep your listeners informed. And when a plan comes out, that'll be the number one thing we're going to talk about. And we will see if that plan will work, what the benefits are, and what the challenges are to that plan.
Wow. Great. All right, David, final question. Kamala Harris would almost certainly be bullish for precious metals. Now, with President Trump in office, will that be bearish for gold and silver?
So you would think that's the case because, you know, under the Biden-Harris administration, they would spend more than Trump. Spending more means the dollar's worth less and gold and silver's got to go up more. That's not necessarily the case. Remember I said at the beginning of our program that Trump is a low dollar guy. Mm-hmm. He wants the dollar low in value because it stimulates the economy, it stimulates the market, and that's good for people's 401ks, IRAs, their pocketbook, etc. The dollar went down 10% under his administration. Under Biden, it went up 14%. Wow. What did gold and silver do? Gold and silver went up much more under Trump than Biden, and it's been moving aggressively under Biden here recently. Gold went up 55% under Trump, and so far 46% under Biden. Silver went up twice as much under Trump as Biden, and silver has been on a rampage. 52% for Trump, 26% for Biden. Gold on the average does better when a new president wins the election, but only a few days between after the election and when they are sworn in on inauguration. Gold is doing the same thing it did back the first time around. Gold, when Trump was elected, it was $1,273. We're $2,660 today.
Wow.
As of this recording, okay, which we're recording on Wednesday. But anyway, on election day in 2017, gold was $1,273. It dropped down $142. That was the lowest before in about a month after election day. Then inauguration, gold was over $1,200. when President Trump left office is $1,870.
Wow.
What am I saying? Don't miss the boat. This is just a correction in gold.
Mm-hmm.
Those that are wise in any bull market, and we're in a major bull market in gold and silver, mm-hmm. you want to buy the most when it corrects. And that's what we're doing right now, because President Trump will not be able to dictate the rest of the world getting rid of the dollar. President Trump is going to have to spend to stimulate the economy. That's how all presidents have done this. We haven't had a president that has not spent since, overly spent, that is, since Clinton has been in office, and I'm not a Clinton fan. So the bottom line is, we're in a big, major bull market in gold. Call my company right now, get protected, learn about that, and diversify your portfolio, because who knows? Gold might still be the best investment year to date, and it might be that the next 4 years, too.
Mm, all right. Well, David, once again, thank you so much. Always learn a whole bunch during these 30 minutes every Friday. It's Finances on Friday, brought to you by Landmark Capital. We speak with David Fisher. And by the way, if you'd like to speak with David and his company, here's a phone number. Write this down, because it's an educational process. There's no pressure. Just give him a call. Give Landmark Capital a call. 844-604-2575. Or just check him out right now online at landmarkgold.com. And once again, David, we definitely look forward to another program next Friday, same time, 6:30, same channel, KHNR, AM and FM, The Answer. And by the way, catch the replay Saturdays at 10 a.m. on the same radio station. David, thank you so much, and aloha.
Aloha, Bart.
You've been listening to Finances on Friday, a weekly informative financial forum brought to you by Landmark Capital. Join us next Friday at the same time for another 30 minutes of insightful and important information regarding you and your finances, right here on KHNR AM 690 and 94.3, The Answer.